It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Last Showgirl, and this is a real comeback vehicle for Pamela Anderson, whose name I haven't heard of in a while. She plays a Las Vegas showgirl named Shelley, who is part of the Razzle Dazzle, which is coming to a close after four decades. She also has an estranged daughter, whom she wants to reconnect with, played by Billie Lourd, who is finishing up school and calls her Shelley. The mom wants to try to patch things up with her kid, but you know as well as I do that it's not that easy. The Last Showgirl doesn't have a strong character study, but it does allow us to see Anderson excel as an actress who started to get more attention by being the February 1990 Playboy Playmate of the Month and as a Baywatch star, and is now working her way to a life-changing performance. Directed by Gia Coppola and featuring Jamie Lee Curtis and Dave Bautista in the mix, the movie also has great taste in music, which merges with the concept and environment, and I also like how Anderson expresses some problems of her age with the right kind of dialogue. 3 stars. Recapping the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs way up for Wallace and Gromit: Vengeance Most Foul, thumbs down for Wolfman, thumbs up for One of Them Days, thumbs up for Better Man, and thumbs up for The Last Showgirl. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back with reviews of more new movies, including Mel Gibson's latest directing job, Flight Risk, with Mark Wahlberg hijacking a plane with Michelle Dockery and Topher Grace, and also Steven Soderbergh's latest film, Presence, with Lucy Liu. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.